Yo, shout out to the Most High. It's always us, even our lower status, LDs. Also known, Lawrence, the one for another episode of I Need to Know, and my special guest, introduce yourself.
I'm BabK, you know what I'm saying? Billy BabK, a.k.a. Steady Mom and BabK, solo bowler, you hear me? Yeah.
What's up, Bab?
What's up, boy?
Can I call you Bill Mo every now and then?
Call me Bill Mo. That's my name, Billy, you know, Billy BabK, you know what I mean?
For sure, man. You know, for those that don't know, man, this is one half of Steady Mobbing. He was on Priority, No Limit.
With Ice Cube, boy, it was fun. It was fun. You know what I'm talking about? We was funning and gunning. We was turning up. We was doing it big. We was throwing big parties. He did everything that counts. You know what I'm talking about?
You know what? Yeah. This OG right here, he don't age, man. I'm not going to ask you your age. But you don't age, man. What you doing? Drinking 40s out the fountain of youth, nigga?
Oh, I stopped getting high. That's what it was. You know what I'm saying? I stopped doing the shit. Stopped doing the other shit.
Okay.
Stopped drinking and drink more water. 40 water.
Okay.
You know what I'm talking about? That's what happened.
So this is what I want to know, man. This is Bill Mo. Take us back to the Bill Mo early days. Now, I remember, because I'm from 39th and Martin Luther King. You from 34th or 1st?
From the first.
Okay.
31st. Ghost Town, you know what I'm saying?
Yeah.
I'm talking about the original. Put Ghost Town on the map. Nationwide, you know what I'm saying? You know how it all started. Blood Money, the first album. Me, Shitty Share, Crooked Eye. That's how I fucked with it back then. You know what I'm saying? I bought that shit. We went to the pier.
Okay.
We hooked up in the pier. Me and Crooked Eye. You know what I'm saying? I told him, I ain't going to quit the game, but I'm steady motherfucking mobbing.
Yeah.
And when we get out, that's what we doing. You know what I'm saying? Because I was scared to quit the game. I love the game.
What year is this?
I love the boop, boop, bop, and the sound of the bop, bop, boop, bam. And boom, I said, you know what? We're going to still stay steady, mama, and we're going to put it on wax and music. And we was writing in the car before I left.
Yeah.
I was writing lyrics and shit before I went to the pen. And I went to the pen and seen that nigga in the pen.
Yeah.
He was doing a 90-day op. I was doing time, you know what I'm saying? I was doing my 18 months in the pen. I said, you know what? I don't like the pen. It's dirty in here. I'm going to continue my rap. I was on the yard rapping with all the criminals and gangsters and the punks. I was like, them look like girls right there, but they ain't. I'm out of here. I ain't never coming back.
Yeah.
I'm doing the rap shit. Got out, robbed a nigga.
What year is this, though? 93?
It's 93. I was about to rob a nigga for his Jordans. You know what I'm saying? I'm like, nigga, give me them joints, nigga. You feel me? Nigga, you know what I'm saying? I got $300 pocket. That nigga ran with his joints out to get him. I'm about to shoot him in the back. My nigga said, don't shoot him in the back. And then we jumped in the car, nigga. I made a U-turn, nigga. My nigga called me and said, Master P want to sign you. Well, I was coming out the robbery. I said, Master P? You serious? The nigga was in the studio going, huh? Oh, shit. And then that's how it happened from day one, nigga. Master P said, get on the plane, nigga. Come out to New Orleans, nigga. I'm going out to New Orleans, nigga. Ready. You know what I'm talking about? Bay ready. You heard me? Yeah.
So this is what and getting the mic a little bit because it's going to get deep.
Yeah.
So how did Master P, what demo did they hear to make him want to do some business with
the
you?
The nigga heard if I could change. You know what I'm saying? Fast living got me trapped in the street, gang. He heard that shit, right? He said, nigga, this is fire.
Yeah.
I woke up 2 days later. He was on the, I had a whole song. Me and Crook had the whole song together. It was just me and him, 16, 16, 8. You know what I'm saying? And I woke up 2-3 days later. Master P was on the motherfucker. Like, he's like, that's it. I'm on this bitch. I'm like, fuck it, nigga. You the CEO. Woo. Turn it up. Bam. We had E-40, JT, the bigger figure, everybody. Boom, on the video. Bam. OJ daughter, she was there. Whoa, he just caught that case. It was big. You know what I'm saying? The glove didn't fit him. Whoa. That was nice.
Hey, Bam, you a motherfucking fool,
yeah,
man.
That was nice. It was nice.
So talk about the early 80s.
The early 80s, I was too shady. You know what I'm saying? I was robbing niggas so much. And they wouldn't send me a 3.5.
Yeah.
For like 10 years. I'm like, nigga, I'm going to start selling D now. They like, nigga, stop it. You little robbers. I was robbing everybody. I robbed it the whole motherfucking bay all the way back. You know what I'm saying? And boom, there it was. You know what I'm saying? 10 years later, they was like, nigga.
Am I cool?
I was pocket checking. I ain't gonna lie. I was robbing niggas saying phone town, ghost town. Nigga 6ix9ine. I was claiming different terms when I was robbing them.
Oh,
so they go back to them like, nigga, oh, y'all robbed us, nigga. That was me. I got away fast. The criminal. Navigate the criminal. Y'all talking about ghost town. What's Stokely?
Yeah.
3100. You heard me? Yeah.
So this is what I want to know about the borders and stuff like that. You know what I'm saying? Back in the day, did ghost town used to be North Oakland?
It was on the map is North Oakland, but we made it West Oakland.
Do you remember what year y'all did that?
We did that shit back in the 90s. In the 80s, you know, and then it was mapping off. The white man mapped it off.
Yeah.
There. Since we was closer to West Oakland than any motherfucker, we mapped it off ghost town. So that's what happened. You know what I'm saying? It really, you know what I'm saying? West Mac, you know. But, you know, it started off as the north side, but it ended up being the west side. We're going to tell the truth to you tonight. You know what I'm saying? It's really real. On the map, the white man map.
Yeah.
You know what I'm saying? But we really West Oakland, you know. From 31st on, boom.
Yeah.
Yeah, it was.
Okay, for sure.
You know what I'm saying? Avgard, all that. That was the north, west map. It said west map, but on the white man map, it was the north. But after that, you know, we was youngsters. We changed the rules.
Yeah, for sure.
And I was a young nigga. We changed the rules.
What year did you jump off the porch? Because I remember being little hearing about you.
Man, I jumped off the porch when I came, you know, I came from La La, you know what I'm saying? I came from Black Peach Stone, you know what I'm saying? Blood Gang, all the way to Oakland, you know what I'm saying? And JD, my nigga, right? You know, I stayed at 3820 West Street, cross street from Big O on West Street, you know what I'm saying? And West Street. Ghost town, but check this out. He brought me off the porch. He said, nigga, you want to grind? I said, hell yeah. I kind of knew what that was as I was grinding out the way. In L.A., I was selling rocks. I don't know how much I was making, but I gave a big homie a little bit of money. I made more.
Yeah.
Boom, I gave him some more money. I made a little more. I was like, damn, boom, I came to Oakland, boom. In the early 80s, boom. And I was the first nigga to claim the king of Oakland before everybody else, before Short said the Godfather, I was claiming the king of Oakland. Boom. You know what I'm saying? I ran with it. And then I looked to see if anybody was tripping and hating off of it. With a gang of niggas, with the things out, nobody say nothing. So boom, I'm the king of them right now today. Whoa, I know you mad.
So this is what I want to know. What year did you come to Oakland from L.A.?
I was in like whatever third grade was.
Okay, gotcha.
The third grade. So hey, anytime you do 15 or better anywhere, that's where you from.
Yeah.
You know what I'm saying? But I still got my niggas in La La I could call. You know what I'm saying? They're like, nigga, you the king of Oakland. Do you want to be the emperor? I said, y'all niggas chill. I'm starting to love these niggas now. These my niggas. I don't want to be, you know what I'm saying? I don't want to put too much on it.
You mentioned earlier, right, that you was in a blood gang, because I heard you say that
like
before.
Peace Stone, blood gang. You know what I'm saying? The jungles.
Yeah.
You know what I'm saying? Anywhere you go in the world, you're still part of whatever you're part of.
Yeah.
You know what I'm saying? I even try to make Ghost Town Gangster Blood Gang. They're like, Bab, chill on that shit, man. We Oakland. I'm like, fuck it. You right. I love you, niggas. I tried, though, nigga. Hey, when I got out here, it was 3-7 Crips by the Telegraph.
Yeah.
I'm like, well, fuck it, nigga. If a Crip over by the Telegraph,
you know,
I could be Ghost Town Gangster Blood. But they're like, man, come on, nigga. Like, fuck,
you know what's crazy?
Was.
My OG partner said that.
Yeah, man. And they was like 40 days. We're like, oh, you know what? We need to get them niggas. That's what it was.
Man.
Changed up.
For sure, man. So when did you start engulfing or embarking in your musical journey?
Man, I've been doing this shit since I was at La La all the way to here. You know what I'm saying?
Yeah.
Like a gang of motherfucking Sugar Free came from Oakland. He went down that way. He went to Oakland Tech.
Who, Sugar Free?
Sugar Free went to Oakland Tech and moved down that way. You know what I'm saying? You know, and a couple other motherfuckers from out here, they said it was originally from out here, came from that way and moved out here.
Yeah.
East Oakland. So, you know, it's just California, really.
That's right.
It's really Cali. So, you know, we just be tripping off the fits and shit, the fits we wear at the time.
Yeah.
You know what I'm saying? Niggas want this way and that way. That's what it is. But, you know.
Well, talk about life on No Limit and how many plaques you got.
Man, that shit was like a relationship with my wife. You did?
Yeah.
That shit like, man, you know, good days and bad days.
Yeah.
You know, that's what it was. Yeah, but I loved it. You know what I'm saying? Because I came off the block. Like I said, I was robbing a nigga, made a U-turn, got the phone call. It never been a nigga, the nigga in my life. So nigga, I became the nigga. You know what I'm saying? And I was doing the music already. And I always wanted to get signed. I had dreams to get signed in Santa Rita, penitentiary. I'm like, I want to get signed. I had a dream about crowds and shit. Like, God damn, boom, I finally got signed.
Yeah.
And that shit was big, you know what I'm saying? Boom, no limit, fast living, got me trapped in the street, gang. I was like, oh, this shit big, it was overwhelming. I got a couple of dollars, whoa, you know what I'm saying? I mean, how's, hey, and a couple cars. I told my brother, I'm like, I'm going to get a car. I'm going to get that car, I'm going to get this car. And I got the cars I told the nigga, right?
Yeah.
That one was big, I didn't lie.
Yeah, for sure.
That was big.
What's up with Crooked Eye, man? How he doing?
Crooked Eye doing cool. I see him like 2 days later. He cool. He cool. You know what I'm saying? It could be better, but he cool. I love that nigga. That's my nigga. I don't give a fuck what he do, but he got to do it.
Yeah. I remember y'all had them Black Impalas.
We had the Black Impalas back to back. Doing 100 on the freeway. And, you know what I'm saying? An emergency lane. Ooh, dust was kicking up. We cracked the woo. You know what I'm saying? Wow. We shipped, we had them shipped from New Orleans back. Boom, we was the niggas, you know what I'm saying? We was like, hey, it was Turtle, everybody's following. Woo, the nigga, we had the crowd. You did? Don't say y'all wasn't following us, nigga. We had the crowd. And they was loving us then, and we were broke. And you know what I'm saying? And then I got back with this, you know what I'm saying? Mac Dre, oh, baby. Yeah, nigga, but what about then? You know what I'm talking about? Remember? That's why I got a song called You Remember.
You was on that Northeast West though record.
Yeah, Northeast West, New Oakland. He did with Mr. Fab. We just did a show, you know what I'm saying, with the mayor before, you know what I'm saying, it was over for down at the you know what I'm saying, City Hall.
Yeah.
We did it big, boom, bat, boom, 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 me, G Stack, Fab, bow. That shit was big. It was all over there. That brought a nigga back. You know what I'm talking about? That's all it took. One time, they had me performing hella long.
Yeah.
So this is like, ah, it's bad. You know what I'm saying? Boom. That shit went bad. Boom, viral. Boom. You know what I'm saying? Boom, we back. You know what I'm talking about? Yeah. That's all it took.
So
yeah.
when you was doing your music, how did you manage to stay? Was it hard for you to stay out of trouble while you was doing your music?
Yeah, man, it's kind of like I am trouble and then I ain't trouble. I try to be legit. See, I got the glasses. I was legit right there. If I take them off, I be trouble. And it's like I'm trouble, but I ain't trouble. I'm cool, you know what I'm saying? But I'm really, you know, I brought it back, you know. I'm smooth. I know the business now. I'm blowing up my new label. I got my son coming out, you know what I'm saying? Dijon May. And I got IBMR clothing line. I got the Bad Guy clothing line. You know what I'm saying? I got my manager, you know what I'm saying? He backed me up, you know, Versi, a.k.a. Big Reese, you know what I'm talking about, in Buffalo, New York. So I'm doing it big, you know what I'm saying? Shout out to all my people around the motherfucking world, you heard me? L.A., big no name, everybody, you know what I'm talking about? Yeah, Big Reese in New York. Hey, down here, I love y'all.
For sure, man. Thanks for pulling up. And it ain't over. I want to talk about some of these movies you've been doing.
Yeah, I'm doing a movie called Section 8, man. Because, you know, I've been in the ghetto serving the dope fiends and all that shit. So I know about Section. I mean, not Section 8.
EBT.
Why say Section 8? You know what?
Because they go hand in hand.
I came out with Section 8, right? But yeah. Then I looked around and stole my name and made some other movie on that shit, right?
Yeah.
Then I came with EBT, right? Boom. That's what it is. Boom. You know what I'm saying? I've been dealing with the Dolphins and all that. And they try to sell me their food stamps and their money. Yeah, hold my food stamps. I'll sell you my food stamps. You know what I'm saying? The car was big. So I'm like, you know what? EBT, the comedy movie. Coming soon. We start shooting it the second week of March, and it's going to be big. You know what I'm talking about?
How long is it going to take you to film the finish the production?
Man, that shit going to be like 2-3 weeks. I'm going to do it. Gangster, grimy, ghetto style. You know what I'm saying? Freestyling and right. You know how we gonna do it.
How many movies do you got?
Man, I'm in like 14 movies. Some ain't came out and some did.
You was teamed up with Hooker Boy. Y'all was doing something.
Yeah, we did a few movies. We did a few movies. You know what I'm saying? We did Big Trouble in Little Oakland. Bigger Trouble in Little Oakland. And we did one more movie, you know what I'm saying, on YouTube. We did it big. You know what I'm saying? For me, you know, introducing him to the movie gang. You know what I'm saying? Don't forget about your boy. It's Bab Gang. Yeah, you feel me? From videos. To, you can do it to the movies. And don't forget about your boy.
And how many albums you got?
I got 35 albums. 35 albums. And they act like they forgot about me. Don't wait till I die to start playing on my motherfucking music.
Yeah.
You know that? Oh, Biggie, Small, Tupac. Nigga, I got 35 albums out right now. Find them. And they include features all around the world.
So you got... Earlier, you said that you had hella plaques, right? Like about...
I got like 14 plaques. You know, look, Snoop Dogg going platinum 4 times. Master P going platinum 4 times. I got the hooker going platinum 3 times. I'm about to go platinum 4 times. You get a plaque from everything that you do. As far as everybody else album, too, you get a plaque from that. So that includes my plaque.
Yeah.
So that makes 14 plats out of the whole No Limit group. 14 plats. Yeah. 3 here, 4 here, 4 here, 3 here, 1 here, 2 here, 4 here. That adds up, nigga. Ain't nobody got no more plats than me in the Oakland, nigga. I'm the biggest nigga out here, nigga. The king of Oakland. I know you mad. You been hating on me, boy. I've been waiting and ready. I'm still in Ghost Town. I've been out there, boy, on the block. You ain't came through yet. You been talking. Yeah, I've been walking.
Yeah. Man, I'm proud of you, man.
I love you, man.
Because you was then, I remember back in the day, right? They used to be like Bill Mo. Bill Mo, it was two Billies. Yeah, it was Bill Mo and Bill Ashley.
Billy Ashley. Billy Asshole. Hey, Fresh Hall be doing good, too.
He is doing good. Shout out to my other cousin,
Billy Ashley. He's doing good, too. You know what I'm saying?
Y'all motherfuckers used to terrorize Western North.
Yeah.
For sure, when you were younger, where did you see yourself at today?
I've been like in the music game. What's her name on Living Single? The black girl. Living Single.
Maxine.
The black girl, the other one.
Queen Latifah.
No, not her.
Sinclair.
No, not her.
Tootie. No. Kim Fields. Yeah.
Kim Fields was always at my auntie's house in L.A.
Okay.
My auntie used to play the piano and shit, and my uncle used to play the jazz, and they used to teach all the movie stars' kids how to play instruments. And Kim Fields used to always come over. So they used to want to make me be an actor and a musician. I was too young, I was in love with her. You
know, yeah.
Just rubbing my little bald head. We couldn't have parents then. It was like, nigga, you getting the big So she's the rubber. Boy, you too young. What did I see? Yeah. I said, oh, I'm going to make her remember me. But, you know.
Yeah.
You know, I said, I grew up with Don Knotts. Used to come over my auntie house. Gene Stapleton and all that. So I was kind of like always in the entertainment world around my family.
Yeah.
You know what I'm saying? So yeah, that's what happened. I didn't want to do jazz. I said, when I heard the first rap song, I said, that's what I'm doing right there.
Yeah.
That's what I'm doing. That shit right there. Riley, catch on. Niggas gonna love it. That's what I was on.
So this is what I want to know, man. Have you ever thought about, first off, I wanted to know, what made you so fascinated to be a gangster?
Gangster movies, gangster niggas, drop top cougars, and paint, all that shit. Balling, all that shit, gold chains. Hey, that's what I want. How the nigga get that? He was selling dope. He was really gangster. And that's how, you know what I'm saying, I hooked up with the mob, you know what I'm saying, Gary Lloyd. I started fucking with that, you know what I'm saying? Boom. That's what it was. We were knocking down shit, balling, storing shit, mobbing on niggas. Don't say you didn't pay because we extorted you. I came and picked it up. Remember me? Yeah. All you niggas paid. $30,000, $40,000, two kids, four kids over there. We came and picked it up. That was me, came and picked it up. They said, yeah, we wasn't scared to pick it up because it was money. I'm coming to risk my life to pick that shit up.
So this
put it in the garbage can on the left, on 33rd, on 42nd, on East 19th, and 28th, 102nd. We came, 39th, and Foothill. I was there. The guns out, they gave it to us too. Hey, all the big drug dealers, shout out to you niggas.
So you've been shot up a few times.
I've been shot hell of times.
Well, how old were
they
you?
They did call me 10-shot bad guy, but I got a little bit more than that.
Yeah,
I was. I like the nickname.
Billy Bullet Holes.
Billy Bullet Holes. Ooh, Bullet Holes. That's saucy. I love that. Yeah, when I'm in the casket with my auntie and my mama, yeah. I'ma love that shit. I'ma love that shit. That's gonna be big. That's gonna be big, cause we going to the real, you know what I'm saying? We going to the mansion.
Yeah.
I repented for my sins.
That's right.
Oh, boy, you ain't going to send me to hell with you.
That's right.
Yeah, I believe in the Lord. Believe that, boy.
You got a lot of people that you related to in the industry, right?
Yes, sir.
Didn't you say Haiti Baby was your cousin?
Haiti Baby was my nephew. So, you know, he got signed with Gazi Big.
Shout out to Haiti Baby.
Yeah, you know what I'm saying? The Boop, Jeezy, bam. Y'all right now. Whoop.
Hey, so did you ever play sports, anything, or go to school like a normal motherfucker?
I went to CYA. I got my GED and my diploma at CYA, California Correctional Center. Whoa! You know what I'm saying? I went to junior high for a minute. Them niggas was cool. Hey, I flunked gym, though. Niggas, I don't want to. Back then, we had tight ass shorts back then. Them days. Then the shorts was tight. I said, I'm not wearing those. Oh, when I went to YA, they came with the loose shorts.
Yeah.
Hello.
So you from old Oakland?
From old Oakland.
When did you? What year did you start seeing a big change in Oakland?
The year I changed. I don't even know what year that was. But I changed it.
Did E-Pills change Oakland?
E-Pills was a motherfucker. That's. Them motherfuckers have me talking about I love you. You my nigga. I love y'all. Bro, don't you know I love you? Hey, girl, you know I love you. My nigga. The double stats, bro. I was talking about I love people out there. You like.
Like. Back when it was 20 appeal.
Man, it was like 20 appeal, 40 appeal. I'm like, bro, I love you, bro. You my nigga, man. That's how much I love you, bro. I don't even know why I was saying that shit. Nigga, drop the top. I'll be like, I love you, nigga. The wind just blowing, nigga. We gonna be big. Nigga, don't you know how big we gonna be? This shit real.
So I want you to tell me about the Young Guns.
The Young Guns.
Do you still got those albums?
Yeah, I got those albums, man. There was, you know what? There was classes. In those times, though, they was above their legs and they was hard. They was tight.
Yeah.
They was tough.
Shout out to Dirty White.
Shout out to them niggas. Gator, Filthy Gator, and Dirty White. You know what I'm saying? I love them niggas. You know what I'm saying? They still here. One in Vegas, one in Sac. I love y'all niggas, boy. Young Guns album, man. World War, that was a nice album.
It was, though.
It was nice.
You had Buck Haven on there.
Yeah, Buck Haven, he goes stupid. He
go stupid.
Bad. Ghost Town. Buck Haven was dope.
Yeah.
So all the way to the end.
Yeah. And Miller was on there too.
Rest in peace, Miller, man. You know what I'm saying? Little Holly, we love you. Rest in peace, nigga. Circle Boys, nigga. Ghost Town, we love you, boy. Still love you, boy. I'm going to see you when I get there.
Yeah.
Yeah.
So what you got coming next as far as like music?
I got, you know, I got Protocol, the album. I'm working hard on that. Coming with that last, you dig? And I got Pulling Up the album right now. You get it on YouTube. And I got the movie with the soundtrack, EBT. You heard me? Yeah. It's going to be big, man. You know what I'm talking about? The whole soundtrack going to be big. You got a few villains on there. So, you know, I ain't going to say it now in case they fake on a nigga. But I got some niggas on there. But the movie going to be funny than a motherfucker. I got some comedians. Some real comedians going to be in there. So it's going to be big, man. Y'all need to check it out. You know what I'm saying? You know I'm well equipped. I'm ready. I've been doing these movies, man. So check me out, man. Babgate, man. You know what I'm saying? Check my son out, man. Dijon Main, man. He coming soon, bro. I really don't need no other artists, but you know what I'm saying? I'm coming with that. BMR. That's the label, man. BMR. Don't forget that shit.
Black Mafia Records, right?
Black Mafia Records, man.
I was just going to ask you that, man. You still got the chains with the tanks and stuff?
Man, I got all
that mean, stuff. The mob cars.
I got that shit, Dr. Tuck, man, but I don't wear jewelry no more, man. You know what I'm saying? I'm on my business shit right now. You see the glasses? See the glasses, man.
Yeah.
I'm on my business shit right now, so that's what it is. I'm building my label up, doing my paperwork right. My label going to be big as Universal, so I'm going to be able to put cats out right and get them paid.
Okay. What were some of the things that you actually learned from Master P that helped you run your own label?
Man, how to do your business right, pay attention to your business and do your paperwork right, or you're going to be fucked. You know what I'm saying? Because he was on his shit. He was ahead of his game. So I had to play catch up and learn, you know what I'm saying, with the mustard. You heard me?
So when you was doing your music, right, you always said that you always wanted to do movies. Was it a huge transition from doing music to doing movies? Like, was the creative process similar or was it way different?
Man, it was a trip because doing movies, you know, you had to play the character. You had to play the character that you was playing. So it was a trip. It was real big. It was different from the music. But something like in the music is kind of like a movie too, though. It depends on how you put your album together. You know what I'm saying? But playing a character is like, you know, I might have to play a love scene. I might have to play a gangster scene. I might have to play, you know, a superhero. I might, you know, a comedy. You know, you got to get into it. But it was different. It was a trip. It was different, but it was the same.
Yeah. So this is what I want to know, man. You being a street guy, you know what I'm saying? It's a lot of people, you know what I'm saying? Like a lot of street guys in rap. Rap has become like on some shoot 'em up, bang, bang shit for the most part, right? What is your advice out there to the young guys that's trying to get their money, but they always beefing with each other and stuff like
man,
that?
Can't you see how fast all you young niggas die? Yeah, stop all that beef shit. Keep that shit, you know what I'm saying? Keep that shit entertainment, man. All that real beef shit with the entertainment, you fucking up the game. You know, so the game is real, you know, the game is real, really entertainment, man. It really ain't, you know, people been talking about shoot 'em up, but you don't really supposed to go out and shoot niggas up if you trying to do a show after you rapped it, so it's called entertainment. Y'all get that shit straight, man. You know, focus and understand what the shit is. That's why it lasts 50 years, man. You know, that's why they had the 50-year anniversary and some of those rappers still alive because it was entertainment. They had battle raps.
Yeah.
But they didn't go kill each other, man. They just see who rapped the best.
Was it hard for you to keep your street stuff out of the music?
No, it wasn't hard for me because, you know what? My gangster shit, I don't even rap it on wax. If I'm going to kill you, I'm just going to go kill you. Without talking about it on music.
Yeah.
So I keep it straight entertainment. I do keep it business with that shit. I keep it the rap, and the street shit. So I won't talk about it. I won't be embarrassing nobody's family and embarrassing your mama and your kids and let them hear that I'm talking about you. I go handle that shit personally. And it be on the hush. So what the fuck is y'all doing?
So have anybody ever tried to show up to your shows or have anything ever like popped up after your show? You was like, damn, man, spilling over into this?
Man, I had an excellent show. Ain't nobody showed up like they rapped about. You know, niggas that hated on me, but they haven't even showed up. And I was looking for them, though, because I barely wanted to do my show to set up the motherfucking military for your ass, but you never showed up about the shit you be talking about. So let's just keep that shit entertaining, bro. You know what I'm saying? Let's deal with each other one-on-one. Can we fight, nigga? Can you put the guns down with your scary ass? Or can we have a fist fight? I ain't scared to get bruised. I got bruises all over me.
And how was it on Thiz? How did you end up on Thiz?
Man, you know what? Mac Dre came home from the federal pen. He was looking for me and said, he want to sign Babgate. And I'm like, what? And then I started seeing this shit turned up. It was hyphy all the crowd. And I still said, nah, fuck that. I'm from the town. But he... And then, My nigga was like, no, nigga, that's the shit right now. You know what I'm saying?
And I'm shout like, out to Dre.
No, man. And then when I hooked up with Dre, nigga, that shit was big. Nigga, shout out to Mac Dre. Rest in peace. My nigga, this is what it is. I signed up with Dre, nigga. We went big, nigga. That shit was major. It was over my head.
So what was the biggest difference from being on No Limit and Thiz? Like, as far as, like, the spirit of the label?
Both of them had the energy.
Gotcha.
You know, both of them had the energy. I can't say it was different. It was just energy. Energy was energy. I can't say he was West Coast. And he was the energy was big for both of us. You know, both of them. It was big. So, you know, I appreciate both of them.
Yeah.
Master P and Mac Dre, it was big. It wasn't, it was this and it was that. No, it was big together.
Yeah.
You know what I'm saying? It was on the same level.
What was it like, man, being in the studio with all those guys at No Limit, though? Because you was in there with some top dogs.
Man, I was having fun like a motherfucker, man. We did, I got the hookup soundtrack. We had Busta Rhymes over there, Big Pun, nigga, man, Ice Cube, all this shit, Snoop Dogg. You know what I'm saying? Boy, this shit was big, man. I was loving it. Hey, shit, it's better than being on 31st Street. You know what I'm saying? Selling bops after bops. You know what I'm saying? So I had a little fun, though. You know what I'm saying? But the hood is loved. I love Ghost Town.
What do you think your most legendary verse is?
Man, maybe if I could change. You feel me?
Yeah.
You know what I'm saying? If I could change, I'd get my mama back from the grave. I ain't got too much coming because we living in the last days. Crime pay is going raw. Can get your edge. You got to wear a strap these days. All the time I stay high trying to fight my stress. Jealous fools of the world trying to put me to rest. Last night I had a talk with my mama. Then I cried, asking God, did she serve her purpose before she died?
Yeah.
That shit. I had people I met around the world, bro. I seen them. They was crying tears off that song. That shit, it touched me. My song touched me.
Yeah.
And them.
What's the furthest you ever been on tour?
I mean, like, I've been all over the goddamn world, right? All over the goddamn planet. You feel me? I ain't going back there, shit, because it's dangerous right now. These motherfuckers have wars over here, niggas, mine over here, COVID-19 over here, niggas. But I've been all over the goddamn world, bro. Shout out to No Limit and Mac Dre.
Yeah.
Yes, sir.
For sure, man. Well, shit, man. Thanks for coming out, bro.
Hell yeah, bro.
We covered everything?
We covered everybody.
No, we didn't. Where your merch at?
What you mean, like?
Your clothing and stuff.
Oh, I'm coming out with that shit. You know what I'm saying? I'm coming out with the Bathgate clothing line. It's coming up soon. You know what I'm saying? So beware of that shit. You dig? And buy that shit, man. That shit is real. It's all, you know what I'm saying? It's real shit. You dig?
So I was going to say this. What you having, like sweatsuits, T-shirts?
I'm going to have all that shit. And my son going to have IBMR, the clothing line. And I'm going to have Babcat, the clothing line, man. It's authentic, man. Get that shit. It's real. You dig?
Where they going to be able to find it at?
You're going
to
get it online. You're going to get it from me hand in hand on the street. I'm still a street nigga. So you can pull up on me, nigga, and buy something out the trunk.
And tell everybody where they can meet you at. You know what I'm saying?
Man, you can meet me in the West if you want to. You know what I'm saying? Or holler at me on the email. You know what I'm talking about? Yeah, Bathgate7@gmail.com and at Billy Bathgate on Instagram. At Billy Bathgate on Instagram. You dig?
For sure, man. Well, thanks for coming out, man.
Yeah.
For sure. And I'm LDs, also known Lawrence the One, for another episode I Need to Know. And as usual, come on. Come on. You know what I want.
Y'all don't talk about bitch.